Haftarah of Shabbos Nachamu. Pasuk says, Hine Hashem Elokim b'chazak yavoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming to save Klal Yisrael, to pay the Rishayim what they deserve with strength. Uzrayai Moishlo Loi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes independently, doesn't need any help. Hine Secharai Toyu Ful Asai Lefanav. He's coming with reward for those that need to be rewarded. What's the Lashon, Scharai Itai? He has with him the Scharai. Scharai, he's going to give Scharai. What's the Lashon, Itai? Ufu Lasai Lefanav. What does that mean, Lefanav? Rit Hashem will answer it soon. Kiroya Edro Yireh. Like a shepherd, dedicated, taking care of his sheep. Bizrayo Yikabeit Slayim. He personally carries and brings in the sheep. Uvecheika Yisla, he carries them when necessary. He holds them close. Alois Yenahel, the little baby newborn lambs, he treats them with special care. And then the pasuk starts describing greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mimadar b'sha'olei mayim, who is the only one that can measure with a measuring cup how much water there is in the world, how deep the oceans go. V'shamayim azeres tikein, who is the one who used a zeres, a great zeres, to decide how broad and how wide the shemayim should be. The chol bashalish afar aretz. Who's the one that uses the shalish measurement to decide how much of the earth is desert? The shakal bapelas harim. Who's the one that could weigh the mountain, tell you the weight of an actual mountain? Ugvois and the hills of Meiznan using a scale. Misi kainis ruach Hashem. Is there someone that could tell Hashem what to do? Vish atzasiya dienu. Is there anybody who Hashem needs to get advice from? Esmino yates. Who gives them aitzes? Vayavineu, and then he knows what to do. Vayilamdeu ba'erach mishur. Does someone teach Hashem what to do? Vayilamdeu das gives him das. Vaderach tunis yadienu shon gives him bina. Hashem is everything. Hashem knows all for himself. So we'd like to share today, learn a little bit from Rav Shlomo Kloger, Zechas Tzadik Livracha, his approach to these psukim in the Haftarah. We spoke Erev Tisha B'Av from Reshiva Rav Shach Zechas Tzadik Livracha, who explained that Yiddishkeit is not about being a guy with a cultural Judaism. We eat this, we sit on the floor, now we wear this yarmulke, today we wear this suit, and we change our clothing at this occasion, and we eat matzah, and we're doing things for our HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We explained already that that's not what it's about. Yiddishkeit is about, for our own good, going on the proper path, on a special planet with our HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to know what to do, to live with our HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be in a different world, not in a world of Goyim, in a world with our HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We spoke about this Erev Tisha B'Av. We said that was what a taina that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in that dar, was a Torah, was something which they felt was an obligation, was a due. In the words of Rav Shach, it was a mas. It was some type of Jew tax that they had to pay to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu therefore had to destroy Eretz Yisrael, like we explained in the Shir Erev Tisha B'Av. I just was thinking Tisha B'Av at night, right at the beginning of Echo, when we say, Haisa Lamas, that Yerushalayim, which once was the city, the capital of the world, which was collecting taxes from all the other cities in the world in the time of Shlomo HaMelech, now we have to pay tax to everybody else. Just imagine if someone goes over and charges you for living in your own house, or somebody makes you pay every time you want to take a bite out of food which you own. Like it says at the end of Eicha, in the fourth paragraph, in the fifth paragraph in Eicha, in the final paragraph, it says at the beginning of the last paragraph, that we have to pay for our eitzim, our own wood for a fireplace. We have to pay for it with our own wood. We have to pay every time we want to use our own wood. We have to pay when we want to drink our own water. We have to pay for our own water which we drew out of the wells. So that was mass. All of a sudden we have to pay. So I was thinking, Lel Tisha B'Av, that the reason why we had this oinesh, mida kenegen mida, that Yerushalayim became a mass, is because we looked at Yiddishkeit like it was a mass. We were like, oh, I have to go daven mincha. Oh, I got to do a Lord Mecharusa. Now I didn't do my daf yet. Oh, I have to go help somewhere. I volunteer somewhere, so I have to go do that. And it was a bunch of obligations instead of appreciating what we had. It was a mass, a punishment, meeting and agreed for looking at Yiddishkeit like a mass. We're going to go on and show this also. Rav Shlomo Kluger brings that in this week's parsha, that Akedas Yitzchak asked a question. We know Klal Yisrael are so praised when they said, Nase v'nishma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, wow, the Lashon that you used is a Lashon that the Malachim used. Hashem was very excited about that Lashon. But in this week's parsha, in fact, Akedas Yitzchak, Bnei Yisrael tell Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu recounts, and Bnei Yisrael told him, can we please deal with you directly instead of having to go with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Our neshamas keep dying, so we would like Moshe Rabbeinu, you be the one who speaks to us directly. So he said, Krav ata u'shema, v'shamanu v'asinu. We will listen and we will do whatever we're told. Which means that Bnei Yisrael are switching from Naset v'nishma to Nishma v'naset, v'shamanu, and then v'asinu. What happened? Why did he switch it? And Hashem is very excited again. And Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Hey Tivu, Kol Asher Dibeir. It was great what they said. They made it perfect. I love what they said. Mi Yitain, Halavai. V'hoi Levavim said they would keep on serving me this way. V'shamanu v'asinu. L'man Yitav Lahem, V'levneim L'oilam. What happened? Why did it switch from Nasa v'nishma to Nishma v'nasa? And why is Hashem excited about it? So he explains. We know the Gemara in Kedushin tells us that Rabbi Yosef, who was blind, used to originally say, I hope someone could come and convince me that blind people are potter from mitzvahs in the Torah. I'm blind. I hope someone could convince me, halachically, prove to me that they're potter. Why? Because I, Rabbi Yosef, keep the mitzvahs anyway. I'm keeping everything. But if I'm potter and I'm keeping it, that's great. Because l'chaira, I assume, says Rabbi Yosef, gadol misha'enoi mitzvah v'ayisah, someone who's not obligated, and they still volunteer and keep mitzvahs, is greater than someone who's mitzvah. So I hope that I'm really potter, and I'll get tzchar because I'm still doing it. And that's what Rabbi Yosef originally said. And then Rabbi Yosef said, oh, I found out Rav Chanina says, that gadol mitzvah v'ayisah, someone who's commanded and keeps is even greater than someone who isn't commanded. Which is a famous bar mitzvah drasha. So now I decide, says Rabbi Yosef, I'm going to reward whoever can convince me that a suma is chayv because I do it, and I'm hoping I'm going to get more schar because I am chayv. So we see from this Gemara that originally Rabbi Yosef, like most people would assume, was under the impression that gadol misha'enoi mitzvah v'ayisah, until he was taught otherwise. What's the reason taka for otherwise? Why is gadol mitzvah v'ayisah greater? So Taisvis is very famous, and Taisvis says, someone who's commanded has the Yetzirah battling him, fighting him, trying to tell him not to do it, not trying to push him off, dissuade him from doing mitzvahs. And therefore, he gets greater sechar when he still goes along and does the mitzvahs. Well, if so, we can now understand what happened with Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael originally were under the impression also, like Rav Yosef was, like the Shvar of Shuta, if you're not mechoyev, if you're not obligated, you still do it, that's extraordinary, it's exemplary, it's so special. You're not mechoyev and you do it, great. And therefore, Klal Yisrael began and said, Nase before Nishma. Says the Shlomo Kluger, Nase before Nishma means that I'm not mechoyev, I never heard anything about it, you didn't tell me about it, you didn't. There was no Nishma yet, I'm already Nase, I'm already doing it. Because I'm not mechoyev, I still do it. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, that's great, great, that's wonderful. For Malachim. Because Malachim don't have a Yetzirah to battle them, so they're always in a situation where it would be better off for them not to be mitzvah. Maybe they are mitzvah, but they're better off. They don't gain anything. There's no Yetzirah causing them to get more schar. So for Malachim, it's great. But Bnei Yisrael, originally, they don't know. So they said Nasa before Nishma. Very beautiful. They have good intentions. And then they got the Torah. Oh, they discovered that once they get the Torah, it's not actually easier. It becomes much harder. The Yetzirah is battling and struggling against them. So therefore, in this week's parsha, we hear a new Lashon, a better Lashon. What do they say? Mi Yitain. Hashem says, I love what they said. Why? What did they say? They said, Nishamanu v'asinu. We realize that we want to first hear, and then we want to go along and keep. Because, Gadol HaMitzvah v'ayisah, Misha'enu Mitzvah v'ayisah. And Hashem says, oh, that's beautiful. And Hashem says, it's going to be great for them. Why? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and here's the crux of the shir, and the connection to what we said from the previous shir of Tisha B'Av. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is out for his kavod. He needs mitzvahs. He wants our taxes. He wants us to do mitzvahs for him. Then Hashem would have been better off making it Eino Mitzvah V'Oisa. Because Klai Yisrael would have a much easier time doing mitzvahs if he weren't Mechoyev. There would be so much more mitzvahs done. There is less mitzvahs because of the Yetzer Hara battling and fighting against us. Well, if Hashem was Mitzvah and commanded us the mitzvahs, it must be, it's not about Hashem. Hashem is not trying to get Meisim. Hashem has nothing in it for himself. Maybe he'll get Nachas from us. We'll see soon. But it's not about him. Hashem wants to give us Schar. Hashem wants it to be better for us. We should get more and more reward. So again, that's why Maish Rabbeinu finishes and says, Vitein v'hoi levavim zeh lemanyitav lehem levneim lo'olam will be good for them. Because that is what Yiddishkeit is about. Yiddishkeit is about for us. We shouldn't make the mistake, fall into that trap, and think Yiddishkeit is about giving kavod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe we give kavod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but again, it's all for us, to make us into better people. It's not about Hashem getting anything from it. Hashem doesn't change. Hashem is not needy. Ein lo guf, ein lo mesige guf. And now we can understand that at the end of this week's parasha, we have the fourth of the four sons. The first three sons are in Parshas Bo'i, but the Chacham, the Ben HaChacham, Ben HaPikeach, is in this week's parasha. At the end of the parasha, the Chacham asks, Mahaidos v'achukim v'mishpatim, what are the mitzvahs v'mishmachuyim to keep? Shashiv Hashem l'keinu eschem. What kind of question? If he's a Chacham, he should know. Doesn't he know what the mitzvahs are? Well, otherwise, why is he a Chacham? Next question. What do we answer him? In the Torah it says in this week's parasha, we begin and we tell him, Avadim hayinu l'par v'mitzrayim. He didn't ask that. He wants to know mitzvahs. Why are we responding to him by giving him a shir? We give him a shir in history. He didn't ask for the history. He just wants to know the mitzvahs. What's going on? And at the end of the parasha, it says, Utztaka ti'alana. When we teach us to the Chacham, it will be a tztaka for us. What does it mean it will be a tztaka for us? So we can understand now beautifully. The Chacham is asking this question. What is Yiddishkeit about? What is Torah and mitzvahs about? Is Torah and mitzvahs for us? Is it Torah v'seino? Or is it l'chvoydi yitzbarach? Is Torah mitzvahs all about Hashem? He says, Ma, eidus v'chukam ha-mishpatim. He knows the Torah. Now that he learned it, he's trying to understand it. He's a Chacham. He wants to understand it on a deeper level. He says, what's going on? Is it Ashativa Hashem elikeinu eschem? Hashem, unser Gott, was told us to do it. So is it for us? Or is it for him? That's his question. And what do we tell the Chacham? What do we answer him? We say to him, take a look. We know that cause is always before effect, right? You don't have effect and then the cause. First there's a cause. Whatever makes something happen. And then the actual effect. You would say, I guess, the Siba and the Mesoiviv. So, look at history. The first thing Hashem did for us was take us out of Mitzrayim. And then He gave us the Torah. Then He gave us the mitzvahs. If Hashem was in it for Himself, He would have first obligated us to mitzvahs. He would have given us first Torah and then taken us out of Mitzrayim. But Hashem did it for love of us. It's about us. And Hashem gave us the Torah because it's the greatest thing for us. It's a treat for us. It's a schus for us. It's a gift for us. And it's something which we have to deserve. But Hashem gave it to us no matter what. It's a schus. So we say from the fact that Hashem, first thing first, we tell the Chacham, took us out of Mitzrayim before anything else. That shows that Hashem loves us. And fakert, the reason why Hashem was Baicher Ba'am Yisrael was because He loves us. He loves us, and therefore He chose us. But it wasn't that Hashem needed someone to keep His Torah. He needed someone to do His job, so He was Baicher in us. And He says, oh, I'm Baicher in you, now go keep the Torah. No. He was only Baicher in us because HaKadosh Baruch Hu first loved us. That was the beginning of everything. That's why He took us out of Mitzrayim. It's all about us. And that's why it says, Utztaka ti'alanu. Because if it was for Hashem, if the Torah was for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we're paying Him up, schar. We're doing what Hashem wants, so we deserve to get rewarded for keeping the Torah. We keep the Torah, we deserve a schar. Hashem, you want us to keep the Torah, we kept your Torah, give us reward. But it's not about that. Fakir Hashem, give us the Torah, because Hashem loves us, and the Torah is the greatest schar in the world. It's like giving someone a gift. You owe them something when they use your gift. You go and you present someone with a delicious treat or a dish or a food or a present or a car. You give them a toy. You give them a book to read. You give them a gift and they use the gift. Do you have to pay them now because they use their gift? Hashem gave us the Torah. That's the greatest gift of all. Hashem doesn't have to reward us for being a from Yid. And still Hashem rewards us. That's why it says the Torah is staka to Yalanu. It's just a staka that Hashem gives us. Because really the tzchar in itself that we're able to live a life of a Yid and walk down the path with our Kaddish Baruch Hu and hold His hand and be with Him. That is the greatest present of all. Beautiful mashal, says Rosh Chaim Kluger. He says you have two people who are loved. An Adon loves his Eved, watches him, guards him, makes sure that this Eved is safe and healthy and gets everything he needs. And a father, same thing, loves his son. He'll go out of the way to pick him up. He'll drive all far away to pick him up from yeshiva. He'll go around. He'll do this. He'll do that, anything to protect his child. He loves him so much. So l'chari, you might think that the Adon and the Av are both the same. No, it's a big, huge difference. The Adon loves his Eved and protects him and cares for him only because he's an Eved and a faithful Eved doing a good job. But if the Eved stops, he's not a good Eved anymore, then the Adon throws him out, doesn't need him. But the Av loves him because he loves him. The Av is first, and the Bechira is second. Masha Enkein, by the Eved, he's boycotted because of his work, and then he comes, maybe develops a love for him. Like it says in this week's Parsha also, not because you're the greatest nation that Hashem has chosen you. Hashem is looking for who's the most multitude nation with the greatest amount of people. That's why He chose you. And it goes on and says to me, Avat Hashem asked Him, it all began that Hashem just loves Israel. Just loves us. Because Hashem loves us, that's why He chose us. The Ava was there first. And that resulted in Hashem loving us. And now we can understand how Kriya Shema is set up. We have the bracha of Avos Yisrael, Abirka Bam Yisrael B'Avo. Then we have Shema Yisrael. Then we have Yahavta, which is Kabbalah Sol Ma'af Shemayim. And then we have V'Hoyim Shemaya, which the Mishnah says, and bracha is Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs. We can have now a beautiful Hezron house that's all really working. Someone might make a mistake and think that the mitzvahs are Chas HaShalom for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we begin and we say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. What does it mean, Hashem Echad? Hashem Echad means that Hashem stays the same. Whether you do mitzvahs, whether you do averis, whether you listen, you don't listen, He'll be okay, He's fine. He's not going to be affected or changed or have a better or worse because of what you did. He will stay the same, Hashem Echad, Yachid, Miyuchad. He's not going to be affected. Ein loy guf, ein loy masig guf. Ein loy demusaguf, ein loy guf. Nothing changes by Him from our mitzvahs and our averis. So what are mitzvahs about then? Mitzvahs are about for us, the Torah is saying, for our own good. Because Hashem Pasha loves us, and that's why He gave us mitzvahs. Like we said in the Tisha B'Av Shir. Ruach HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Zakas Yisrael. L'Ficha Chirlan Torah Mitzvahs. If Yiddishkeit is about paying your dues, then you'd rather have much, much less mitzvahs. But we want many mitzvahs, because we want a kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a schus to live with Him. And we appreciate it. Someone who goes down that path appreciates it. Someone who's living a life of a guy, he just does the Jewish things and Taka finds Yiddishkeit to be one big burden. So, if it was about for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then Torah, like you said, would have been first, before the Ava. And we would have gotten paid like a worker. Doesn't mean we would just because we do Torah Mitzvah, the Hashem would have to pay us. Even though we're working for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're keeping Torah, we're keeping mitzvahs, but it's all about Hashem. He wants it. We would have to get paid for it, like we said before. But the truth is all about us. It's Ava She'enet Livadavra. Hashem does not love us because we're good Yidden. Hashem loves us even when we're bad Yidden. Hashem loves us no matter what. Ava Atzis, He loves us for ourselves. And therefore, we love HaKadosh Baruch Hu back. You see, the Rishonim ask Akasha. Even the philosophers ask Akasha. How is it shaykh to love God? You can love things that are similar to you. You can't love something which is on your level. You can't really love a rabbit, because a rabbit has nothing to do with you. Maybe you love hanging out with a rabbit, but you can't love a rabbit. You can't love a dog. You can't love something. You can't love planet Mars. There's nothing to do with you. How is it shaykh to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The answer is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. Hashem shows that He is connected to us. He's loving us. Loving us for our sake. For love's sake. And therefore, it's shaykh to go along and love Him back.
So now take a look how beautiful the tefillah is. We begin and we say, Ava, Rabba, or Ava Sa'ilam, Aptanu Hashem Elikeinu. Chazir Baruch, you just loved us. That was the first thing that ever happened. You loved us from day one. And we go through the whole bracha and we finish, HaBoicher Ba'ami Yisrael B'Ava, Chazir Baruch, just loves us. Not based on anything. Ava Sha'inat Lu Yivadavar. And we know that it's not for anything for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. It's nothing in it for himself. He doesn't change. It's just pure love for us. If so, V'yahat Hashem Elokecha, you should love back HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He loves you. Ava Sha'inat Lu Yivadavar. K'mayim Panam Lepanam. Love him back. Ava Sha'inat Lu. Just love him back no matter what. It's not about Hashem trying to get anything. He just loves us purely for love's sake. So love him back. And if you love him back, then you'll find it so easy to do mitzvahs. It's just an outcome of the love, the outcome of walking down the path with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the way we're going to want to live our lives. And now, we can go back to Haftarah. The Pasuk says, like we said, Hine Hashem Elokim b'chazak yavoy. Uzroi yimashlo lo. Hashem is coming with great strength, all alone, doesn't need any help. Hine scharoi ito yifalase lefonav. Kadosh Baruch Hu has schar that he's enjoying. He's getting schar from loving us. He's getting schar from helping us. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is getting nachas to love us. Nachas to do good to us. We asked what the lashon was. Schar ito yifalase lefonos. Gershleim ekluger. The pshat is Kadosh Baruch Hu is just enjoying giving to us. And giving. L'man yitav lach. So all Hashem wants is just to give to us and love us. And give good things to us and make things wonderful for us. And it's a schar ito. He's getting a schar from it. And he goes on and says, the Navi Yeshaya, Kiroya, with the first of the seven Acham is Kiroya, Edra Yira, like a shepherd who takes care of the sheep so carefully. He just wants everything to be perfect for us, good for us. He's a shepherd. He's not the owner of the sheep, he's just doing it for us. He cares about the sheep, a real dedicated shepherd. Because Hashem doesn't need anything. Like the Psukim go on, like we already quoted the Psukim, speak about how great Hashem is. He's the only one that can do this and that, measure all those different things that we spoke about, and he's the wisest, doesn't need any advice. So what's it about? Just loving us. And we would realize, we would think about how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us no matter what we do, good or bad. Then we would be filled with such joy, such simcha. We would love Hashem back. We would be living in a different planet. I'll just finish. I don't know if I've shared this with you before or not. I was once in a taxi here in Beit Shemesh, and there was a Hafgana. Demonstration is a real lousy word for Hafgana. If you've ever been to Hafgana, you ever gotten stuck in one, demonstration has nothing to do with Hafgana. So, I was in a Hafgana, we got stuck in one, and the taxi driver got very, very upset at the people that are doing the Hafgana. So we were discussing things, or debating things, and at some point he turns to me, he says, listen, what should I tell you, he says to me in Hebrew. He says, Ata chai b'seret acher. You're living a different movie. You're like in a whole different planet. He said to me, and I said, thank you so much. Those are such beautiful words. Rabbi Moshe, I told the taxi driver, thank you so much. He was a not yet religious Jew. And I will emir to Shem, say over your words, which I got him a little bit more upset. But I said, that's such a beautiful message. Anachu b'sarat achar, we live in a different movie. I'm going to share it and spread it out. And I did it for a while. I was going around telling everybody, I met this guy, this is what he said. He's so right. And every time I bumped into this guy, and I met him a few times afterwards, I told him, you should know I'm spreading the word. And he like wasn't sure if he should smile or get upset. Baruch Hashem, today he's a religious Jew. And whenever he sees me, he says, you're the one that spread out my word about Atem Chaim B'Sarat Acher. We have to realize it's a schus to be able to live in a different place, a different planet. We walk the land. People might look at us and think that we're the same as some guy because we also happen to have legs and arms and maybe two eyes. But we're a whole different Bria. And if we appreciate that, Yiddishkeit would be easy, would be geschmack, and we would just march forward towards the Shechtet Kenu, the Meherevi Amenu. Amen. Have a good Shabbos.